Hello! Welcome to Be Your Best Self Health Chats, weekly casual conversations about taking health into your own hands. I am your host, Kristen Longacre.
Today, we are going to talk all about your fruits and vegetables and how much you're eating, if you're eating enough, what you need to be eating, and why 9 out of 10 Americans are not eating enough fruits and vegetables. 9 out of 10 Americans do not eat enough fruits and vegetables. That means one person in your group of 10 friends is getting their daily vitamins and minerals from a fruit and vegetable. The other 9 of you are not. Not saying that's a bad thing, but it's something that definitely needs to be talked about and is definitely one of the most overlooked things you can do to improve your health. We live in a world of go, go, go. We are relying on fast food. We're relying on pre-made meals. We're relying on packaged foods because we're too busy to take time to cook or to prep our food, right? That's kind of the general consensus. Now, if you're watching this video, obviously you have some interest in your health because I am a nutrition coach and I talk all about nutrition here all the time. But I still have to ask you that question. Are you eating enough fruits and vegetables? Like I said, 1 out of 10 Americans is eating enough. That's a huge problem. So what is enough? You should be eating 1.5 to 2 cups of fruit a day and 2 to 3 cups of vegetables a day. Bare minimum. Yeah. Let's rethink. Are you eating enough? Now, you might be going, but there's too much sugar in fruit. Vegetables are high in sugar. Yes, fruits and vegetables have sugar. They are carbohydrates, which means they are going to give you energy. So I'm going to bust a myth really, really quick because I have heard this from 500 too many people that they will not eat an apple because it has too much sugar in it. So they turn around and they go to their pantry and they grab a bag of pretzels because it's 100 calories. Or they make a piece of toast or 2 pieces of toast. I'm going to bust a myth for you. An apple has less sugar in it than those 2 pieces of toast you just made. Now, yes, on average, people in general should be eating no more than 6 tablespoons of sugar a day. Now, if you line that up, 6 tablespoons of sugar looks pretty gross, right? You think about like straight up eating that. We actually on average eat in the US, research shows that Americans eat around 23 to 24 tablespoons of sugar a day. We don't even realize it. So when you're sitting here and saying fruits and vegetables have too much sugar in it, that's the exact sugar we want to be eating for that 6 tablespoons we should be eating. Not the other processed sugars. The sugar that's hidden in those pretzels, in that bread, the sugar that's hidden in the processed foods to help preserve it or to help it taste better because they've taken all the good stuff out of it. That's the kind of sugar we want to avoid. So now that we've had that conversation and we've busted that myth, because I'm going to myth bust here, let's talk about eating the fruits and vegetables. Like I said, that's the sugar that you want. You want the sugar that's in the fruits and vegetables because it's going to give you energy. And along with that, in a fruit and a vegetable, you're also going to get vitamins and minerals and things that your body needs to function at its best. You know, I'm here, Be Your Best Self coaching. I want to see you function at your best. Cliche as it is, that's what I'm here and that's what I'm on a mission to do. So when we look at those fruits and vegetables, you can pick one or the other, but that's still not going to be enough to get you your correct daily vitamins and minerals. And before you jump on me and say, don't worry, I'm taking a greens powder, read the sugar on the back. Then read the sugar on an apple or on a carrot or on a bag of peas or on a bag of spinach, right? Sure, our greens powder is okay. If you absolutely cannot eat a vegetable, yes, you can take a greens powder. But watch the sugar that's added to them because most likely it's actually not good for you. You're better off spending your money by going to the store, going to the farmer's market and picking up stuff to make a salad, picking up some fresh sweet potatoes or some fresh peppers, something like that, that's going to give you so much more vitamins, minerals, nutrients, whatever, than that greens powder or reds powder or blues powder, whatever they are, okay? So how do you get those vegetables in that 2 to 3 cups a day or that 1.5 to 2 cups of fruits a day? For starters, my favorite trick in the book is called crowding out, because a lot of people don't want to remove something from their diet, right? If you're going to be working with a nutrition coach, you're going to go in and you're going to hope that they're going to tell you you can still eat the foods you love, right? That's my case. I prefer that the people I work with still eat the foods they like. But by using crowding out, we can still eat the foods we like, but add in that vegetable or that fruit. So for example, I always will say, fill half of your plate with a vegetable first. So when you plate your food, you put half of your plate is filled with the vegetable. And then you fill in the rest of your plate, keeping in mind portion sizes and the size of plates. I know our sets of plates have big plates and small plates. I prefer the small plates because they're more realistic for portion sizes. Whereas if you fill like the bigger plate with half of vegetables, that's like 2 cups of vegetables. So you can measure it out. Maybe put down 1 cup of steamed carrots or steamed broccoli on your plate. That should fill half of your plate. And then the other 2/4 of your plate can be whatever you need it to be, whether it's a hamburger with dinner, or maybe it is grilled chicken and rice, something like that. Get a protein, a fat, and a carb on there. So your carb is your vegetables. And then you add that protein and maybe some avocado with it or some hummus to dip it in, something like that. But by filling your plate first with the vegetables, it gives you a good representation of what you really need to eat. And by plating it out with like pouring a cup of it on there, you're going to get a really good idea of how much you're eating there. And then when you eat that vegetable, you are more likely to fill up faster because vegetables have fiber. They have the vitamins and minerals and stuff. They have fiber, and fiber is going to fill you up. It's not going to give you a false sense of being full like sugars and stuff like that will in processed food. It's actually going to fill you up. So yes, you just ate a cup of vegetables and maybe you get halfway through that hamburger and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm full. Boom. You just cut out some of that extra carbs like in the bun and whatever toppings you put on it and filled up on the nutrients, the vitamins, the minerals. So crowding out is definitely something that I recommend giving a shot at. If it's for lunch, dinner, whatever it is, give it a try and tell me, how did it go? Like, shoot me a message. Tell me if you gave it a chance. Another option is smoothies or cooking with them more so in the food, not necessarily as a main ingredient. So obviously you're not going to make a smoothie that has 2 cups of fruit and 3 cups of vegetables in it. That one would be probably gross, and 2 would be way too much at once for your body to process. But by putting like 1/2 cup to 1 cup of fruit in a smoothie, and then maybe 1 cup of frozen spinach, you right there are adding in so many vitamins and nutrients. And you can either add a protein powder or some Greek yogurt, some milk, however you like to make your smoothies. Another option is oatmeal. I love putting bananas in my oatmeal with just peanut butter and honey. That's it. Like plain oats, bananas, peanut butter, honey. Right there, I've got my cup of fruit for the morning in there, and then a little bit of protein in the peanut butter, not enough, so I pair it with a protein shake. But just something like that just gave me a quick and easy fruit first thing in the morning. Other options are making things like meatballs where you're stuffing spinach in them, or tacos, putting peppers and onions and stuff like that inside of your taco meat. There is so much you can do that incorporates a vegetable that you don't even realize it, that you can totally get away with getting those 3 cups of vegetables in without even realizing it, if you plan your meals right or if you spend some time on recipes. Last but not least, the other way that you can get more fruits and vegetables in is to replace. And this is the way that a lot of people hate because it means taking out something you love, which is why I put it 3rd on the list, because the first 2 are just adding to your day. You know, you're just adding in a fruit, adding in a vegetable here. Those are the easiest ways to do it. You just have to think a little bit as to where it will fit with your meal. But by replacing, you're actually going to take something out and replace it with a fruit or a vegetable. In the Kickstart a Healthy Holidays community, I actually shared last week a sweet potato toast recipe where you take a sweet potato and you slice it into fourths and you use that in place of your bread. You're still getting the carbs because sweet potatoes are sweet, which means they have sugar, but you're not getting all the processed junk that comes with a slice of bread. And you're getting a vegetable in with your toast. There's a reason cauliflower rice is so incredibly popular. Cauliflower rice replaces the regular rice that you are eating and gets you a vegetable in that meal. Simple as that. You don't have to think about it much. It's just there as that replacement. Same thing with like a dessert, a banana with peanut butter or an apple with peanut butter or honey makes a great dessert. And then you're not pulling out that bar of ice cream bar or something like that. I don't hate on ice cream. I love ice cream. But if you're looking to replace, those are some options. So I am going to challenge you for the rest of this week to go back and look. Are you eating enough fruits and vegetables? Are you eating any at all? Or are you relying on things like greens and protein shakes to get you through the day? Take some time, think about it, shoot me a message and tell me what your thoughts are. Just tell me, how many fruits and vegetables are you getting in a day? Thanks for hanging out this week on the podcast. As always, it's great to have you here. And if you have a chance to visit iTunes or Spotify to rate and review, I would greatly appreciate it. The more reviews you give, the more people that can find this podcast. Send it to a friend. Come check back in next week. Have a great week, everybody.